It's Wednesday, March 30th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Humanitarian Aid Relief Trust released a report warning that violence against Christians in Central Nigeria, Africa, has displaced millions and, quote, may rise to the level of ethnic cleansing or even genocide, end quote. Islamic militants generally carry out the violence and are rarely brought to justice. Just last week, Muslim Fulani herdsmen killed about 50 Christians and abducted 100 more in Nigeria's Kaduna State. Nigeria is the worst nation in the world for the number of Christians killed, according to the Open Doors World Watch List. The United Nations estimates that nearly 4 million people have fled Ukraine and over 6 million are displaced in the country since Russia's invasion last month. Last Friday, Russia said it will now focus on securing the eastern Donbass region in Ukraine. And on Tuesday, Russia said it will drastically reduce its military activity in Kyiv and Chernihiv. The military pullback comes as Ukrainian forces have stalled Russia's advance. Ukraine said it is willing to discuss being a neutral country and not joining alliances. A Christian doctor in the United Kingdom went before the country's Employment Appeal Tribunal this week to defend his biblical beliefs on sexuality. The Department of Work and Pensions fired Dr. David McCarrath in 2018 for referring to people based on their sex instead of their, quote, chosen pronoun, end quote. Ahead of the hearing, Dr. McCarrath said, quote, the judgment from 2 years ago said to Christians, you have to believe in transgender ideology. That is totalitarianism. It made out Christianity to be nothing, the Bible to be nothing. That cannot be allowed to stand, end quote. Psalm 35, verse 1 says, plead my case, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Last week, Idaho Republican Governor Brad Little signed a bill into law that bans the killing of unborn babies with detectable heartbeats. Idaho is the first state to enact a law based on the Texas Heartbeat Act, including a private enforcement mechanism. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma House of Representatives passed a bill to ban nearly all abortions with a Texas-style private enforcement mechanism. End abortion now. A pro-life group is going further in helping to write legislation in 18 different states to fully criminalize abortion. Roy Adams, a volunteer, said, quote, our last rally was in South Carolina, and with a strong momentum of God-fearing men and women supporting it, end quote. The next rally is at the Colorado State Capitol in Denver this Saturday at 2 p.m. Check a special link in our newscast today for more details at theworldview.com. Proverbs 24, verse 11 says, deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. Last Friday, Utah became the 12th state to prohibit men, including men pretending to be women, from playing in women's sports. Earlier last week, Utah's Republican Governor Spencer Cox vetoed the bill. However, the state's House and Senate came back and voted to override the veto. The airline industry is ready for the travel mask mandate to end. Airlines for America sent a letter to the White House stating, quote, it makes no sense that people are still required to wear masks on airplanes, yet are allowed to congregate in crowded restaurants, schools, and at sporting events without masks, end quote. Airline CEOs signed the letter representing American Airlines, Delta Airlines, Southwest Airlines, UPS Airlines, and FedEx Express, among others. And finally, a report from the Survey Center on American Life found that Generation Z, those between the ages of 10 and 25, is the least religiously affiliated generation yet. The religiously unaffiliated make up 34% of Gen Z, 29% of millennials, 25% of Gen X, 18% of baby boomers, and 9% of the silent generation. 40% of Gen Zers grew up going to church, 42% attended a religious education program, 40% prayed with family at meals, and 21% read scripture with their family. Older generations had higher participation in each of those activities, except family scripture reading, which remained low for each of the generations. Proverbs 22, verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, March 30th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.